Now, today we're chatting with Colin Davies of Shades of Simon. The show will be at the Cerathon Theatre on the 20th of September. And just before we chat with Colin, let's just have a little taste of some of the music you might hear.
Homebound, I wish I was homebound. Here's Wagner Pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, has really launched the amazing career of Simon the Garfunkel. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remained within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone.
Right, so let's welcome to the programme now Colin Davies of Shades of Simon, and you're coming to Broadstairs very soon. Hi.
Hi. Yes, that's a lovely town, a lovely coastline. Yeah, we're very much looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather will keep sensible for us, although of course it's an indoor concert.
So it is. It's at the
not too much of a worry.
Yeah, at the Cerathon Theatre, of course. Nice little
indeed,
venue,
there. Yeah.
So it's it's a show of Paul Simon's story, really. Tell us a bit more about how the show works, then.
Well, the show itself is a kind of a musical and narrative journey through the first three decades of his career. So from Simon and Garfunkel right through to the Graceland album, and you know, along that timeline, if you like, we tell interesting anecdotes about his life and times and the background to some of his song lyrics and of course, his relationships, not just with Art Garfunkel, which was, you know, strained, but also Kathy, his English girlfriend from the 1960s, because he lived over here for about 2 years. And also the lovely actress Carrie Fisher, his second wife. Which was a turbulent relationship as well. So yes, we fill in all of those blanks, and you know, it's a lot of people say in our reviews that the narration, the story, was one of the key parts of the show for them. But at the same time, we're playing, I think it's 34 classic songs across that 30-year period. So it's we're very proud of it. It's a real passion project for us, to be honest.
It's amazing, actually. A lot of groups don't last that long, and they didn't last too long together, did they, the duo?
No.
How many years was it?
7 years.
Seven years, wow.
Yeah, 64 to 71, yeah.
And all that
and
music
amazingly,
came out of
Paul
it.
Simon, Paul Simon has just finished a tour of his latest album at the age of, I think he's 84 now.
Yeah, so, they're both pretty old now. Unfortunately, we're all getting old. That's the alternative.
Yes. I've got a few creaks.
And what was your sort of favourite era of the music? You know, was it the Simon and Garfunkel music or the Paul Simon music? Or are you just open to it all and love it all, like me, perhaps?
I am open to it all, actually. It was the original. It was actually he had a solo album called The Paul Simon Songbook, which he recorded in London in 1965, and this was after, or rather, this was before Simon and Garfunkel took off. They'd actually made an album the previous year, but it had flopped. But anyway, he came back to London, he recorded this album, the Paul Simon Songbook, just him and a guitar, and I loved it, and that's what made me buy a guitar. And I've been playing his songs, you know, 50 years. So,
right.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful to be able to wrap a professional level five piece band around these this wonderful song catalogue, and to be able to, you know, we feel, do it justice.
And in particular, it was a love of Paul Simon rather than necessarily Art Garfunkel, because you've obviously called it Shades of Simon. So a concentration on the Paul Simon journey there.
Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, there are other tribute acts out there that are purely Simon and Garfunkel, which is fine. I mean, there's such a huge catalogue of work, that's fine. But I wanted to broaden it. There are lovely albums beyond Graceland, which is the mid-80s. But, you know, we've only got two and a quarter hours for the show. And there are so many good songs from that first three decades that it would be, you know, remiss of us to leave any of them out. So, yeah, so that's the practical side of it, yeah.
Sounds fantastic. People can come along to the Sarah Thorne Theatre then, just to do your little advert there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's Sarah Thorne Theatre on the 20th of September. The doors open at 7 p.m. There are still tickets available. It's not a huge theatre, so if you can hear our ad on Radio Broadstairs with us playing live, if that tempts you, then please do come along, and we guarantee you'll have a musical and interesting, possibly educational evening.
And Colin, where can we go for more on yourselves? Have you got some social media to mention?
Yeah, absolutely. If you can buy tickets directly from Sarah Thorne Theatre on their website, or go to our website, which is www.shadesofsimon.com. So shadesofsimon.com. And the ticket links are there. And there's loads of information about us. There's clips of our live music and video and all the rest of it, as you might expect.
Colin, hope it goes really well, and thank you very much for joining us today on Radio Broadstairs.
Thank you, Phil.